You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
Testing. Go ahead. You can test it.
Help. Save me. Somebody, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me.
That's real good. When the police, if you ever came up missing.
Okay, you're acting angry, and then the audience doesn't know. They think you're really angry.
I'm not acting angry.
They think you're angry because I did a comedy bit right there.
I'm kind of angry.
Okay. No, you're not.
I am.
I'm going to start calling you out for the audience.
I am angry.
You get mad when the audience doesn't get you, but you don't give them any clues.
I'm kind of angry because I was thinking about why do we do this fucking dumb podcast? We sit in our living room or dining room for fucking three years.
Yeah.
We don't prepare anything. We don't make any money. It costs us money. This costs me money every month.
Well, let's shut it down.
No. What are you, crazy? Uh-oh. I'm just saying it's fucking ridiculous. Like, we don't add. What are we giving to society? The only thing I think that
nothing. We're polluting.
What people do like, I do know, is when we give TV reviews.
One person on Twitter was like, "I actually do like the TV reviews."
No, a lot
okay,
of people come up to me.
One person said no. One person said it, and then. And then you're like, you always extrapolate that's thousands
of people.
No,
that's you. That's you that does that. But no. One does equal, if you add, there's a ratio, like one in real life, one on Twitter means.
One on Twitter. Okay. Because we get the same 17 Twitter comments. From the same 17
you know, and then people, you know,
which I don't mind. I enjoy fans. I'm just saying, and don't let it get, you know, out of control in your head.
We're supposed to set up this Amazon thing. It hasn't been set up.
Why hasn't it?
I don't know. I'm just so fucking burnt out on following up on everything and all this technical
shit. And
also,
you know, there's like...
And then this kid wants me to do some fucking interview. I can't do it. Too many people asking for too much stuff. It's too much. Do you know what I mean? Plus, you know, fucking comedy and trying to put a new CD together. I don't even know how... I got a bunch of new material I'm working on, but I've been doing the last week or so, I've been doing private fucking shows, which were great, but I can't practice material there. I'm just in a fucking,
you should shave.
I'm in a holding pattern. I'm in a holding pattern.
Oh.
I can't stop thinking about Robin Wright's neck. Everything is fucking...
Stop. You're ruining House of Cards for me. Because every time it goes to Robin Wright, he goes, look at the hole in her neck. I wouldn't have noticed it. Now I can't.
It's not a hole. I mean,
it's
she's
a
beautiful.
Divot.
How old do you think? She's got to be in her 50s.
I have no idea, but...
I mean, she's very attractive. I shouldn't find the negative in... And is this thing moving? Yeah, it's moving.
Oh, Rich, I can't do this.
That's what I opened with.
I know, but you're like, come on.
I'm trying to see. I got to put my... Who's that?
My friend Lindsay, okay? Oh, she's coming tonight.
Oh, is Opie coming?
She said she's bringing a date. I don't know who that person is. We call him Greg with two G's, okay?
I call him Opie.
We call him Greg or something worse.
I like when we get packages.
Is that what just happened?
No.
But I think the neighbor gets so many. What does he do?
He's on Amazon.
Wow.
He's just, remember the one neighbor that lived here that got like four a day?
Yeah.
That lady?
I don't remember.
Don't you remember?
Well, we were always trying to look and see what it was. What's she getting?
Yeah, so much stuff. Plus, I started doing taxes yesterday. It's so much fucking work. I mailed them out and, you know.
I know, but whenever you say I'm doing taxes, I think, oh, he's actually doing our taxes.
No, I'm not doing them. I'm figuring out what we took in, what we paid out.
Don't you just let the accountant do that?
Well, the accountant's not going to know how many hotels I got last year or how many times I flew unless I tell them. I got to keep track of that. They don't, accountant doesn't book my flight.
You should keep track of it all year and something.
I do keep track of it. That's what I was doing. I have a journal and I keep track of everything. That's what I got to go through. Hotels and flights and parking. Yeah, those are your breasts. What, do you get stains? How do you get stains?
Oh, my God.
Huh?
I don't care. I'm wearing it.
It's a dumb shirt. Wear something nice.
I can't.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what to wear.
You got a closet full of clothes.
I know, and nothing is right.
I just returned sneakers I ordered. I can't.
Oh, well, isn't that wonderful?
But I ordered another pair today.
If I was listening to this, I would run my car off the road.
Why would you run your car off the road? I'm just talking about what I ordered online.
Because.
What?
It's, like, what? Like, I don't understand. It's like the equivalent of, like, sitting too close to a couple at a restaurant and having to hear their conversation. I return. Like, if you had to hear somebody's conversation like this, you would kill yourself. You'd be like, can you guys keep it down? Seriously. But.
What would
click.
This case
say? My wife hates me. Click.
We're just getting started. We're very popular.
They're just getting started, Sandy. I'm not going to judge them this early. They're just getting started. I can't do the impression anymore. I got to do a new character because that one was done.
No, they love it.
They. Oh, the 17 people.
They love it. And they also like us talking about TV. God, that House of Cards is so, you know, we got like four TV shows going. We got.
Stop it. Oh, I can't do it.
But let me
here
just.
Here they go with their TV shows.
Here we go.
They love them.
We got.
He's listing again.
But let me explain this. We have OJ.
Yeah, we're so far behind.
We're on OJ. We got Better Call Saul.
Mm-hmm.
We got. House of Cards. Vinyl. So
yes. I'm not gonna finish that one.
Yes, we are.
No, you can finish it on your
own. I can't finish it on my own.
You can get HBO Go.
Yeah.
You get the code. You can watch it anywhere.
I got it on my phone. I'm not gonna.
Well, watch it on your phone.
How?
At the airports.
I don't think you can.
Yes, you can.
So we got that, but last night we did.
Are you gonna get mad if while you're doing this I go refresh my coffee?
Go ahead, I don't care. You can as you're.
She's refreshing her coffee. At least something's happening.
Yeah, as you do that, keep walking out the door and get in your car. Cause I'll.
Rich, is that what you really want?
Yes. Goodbye.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I'm gonna redecorate this place as a single guy.
Oh my god, that would be like.
I'm gonna redecorate it. I'm gonna start hanging back. On the wall.
Gay grandma.
No, I'm going to put back on the wall my posters of my accomplishments that you made me take down.
Okay, well, when we open our dry cleaning business, you can put them back up.
Yeah, nobody could hear you.
Good.
No one could hear you. I have some great posters. Great posters.
You threaten all the time. I want you to leave.
I don't want you to leave. Just get your own place.
Oh, hilarious. Isn't that funny? What if I did get my own fucking place, okay?
Where?
How would you feel?
I feel like I have more space. I could put my posters back up.
You wouldn't like it.
I'd redecorate.
You'd cry. You'd beg me back, okay?
I'd cry.
There's no fucking way that I could walk into this house in a week and it wouldn't be like your bathroom. Disgusting.
I cleaned my bathroom the other week. I hate to break the
news
to you.
The week. Folks, the other week he cleaned his bathroom.
Yeah, I've been gone.
And let me tell you something. In a couple months, he'll be like, I cleaned my bathroom a couple months ago. And in a year, he'll be like, a year ago, I cleaned my bathroom.
Oh, really? Keep going. What happens after a year?
On our 30th wedding anniversary, he'll say, back in year 11, I cleaned that bathroom.
So what are you saying?
On your deathbed, you'll be like, come here, a little closer. Remember how I cleaned my bathroom?
So,
Stop.
You're saying the house would be dirty if I lived alone?
Yes, it would be disgusting because you think just like folding something and putting it away is cleaning.
No, I vacuumed under the pillows on the sofa the other day.
I'm not going to go into... I'm not going to do this.
What?
Talk about our...
Let's go back to TV. How about that fucking House of Cards last night?
How much time do we have left? I can't. I mean, this has got to. There's got to be something more interesting than we can do.
We're just getting started.
I'm gonna kill myself on this podcast. I wonder if that's what people are listening for. She's gonna kill herself, Sandy. Get over here. That's what we've been waiting for.
Do you think? No, we're just getting started.
Yeah.
We're just getting started. So.
It's well, like those people that like kids. They get into like S&M or they get into like cutting themselves or, you know, self-flagellation. Is that what it's called? You don't know. That's what this podcast is for me, I guess. It's my pleasure, pain.
I'm fucking tired.
Center. Mostly pain. Thanks for helping me out when I was struggling to find words.
Really, I don't know why I'm so tired.
Because you're dumb.
This is. Let me tell you a fucking about, and I'll move on. I want to talk about
whatever incident. You're doing with your fucking toenails, stop.
I'm not doing anything with my toenails. My sneakers are on. Look.
Okay. Well, stop whatever you're doing down there. I don't know what you're doing, but it's annoying.
I'm not doing anything.
Why are you wearing what you're wearing, first of all?
I'm wearing sweatpants and a workout
you're
top.
You're like fully red and black with a red hat.
Well,
red and black jacket, red and black pants, red and black shirt, red and black shoes. It's like, what are you, a globetrotter? Come on.
They don't wear red and black.
I don't know what colors they wear, but you look
they
like
wear
you're...
red, white, and blue.
Okay, that's not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is that you look like you're some... silly tea. You're like an embarrassment. You're like the guy who never made the team that's always like hanging out trying to help out. Hey guys. Look, I got the colors on.
Well, if I'm gonna wear sweatpants and my work, I thought I was gonna go work out, but then
is that what you thought?
You said 12 o'clock and I thought it was 10 o'clock when you said 12 o'clock to do this podcast. So I was going to go work out. I got black pants and a black shirt. I'm not going to wear a purple hat. I'm going to wear a red hat to wear.
Why wear a hat at all?
Because my hair was a mess. I didn't feel like
dealing
with it.
Your hair looks best when it's a mess. When you put all that gel in, that's when it looks the worst.
I don't put gel in it, but I'm going to go out like that?
Yeah.
No.
It's fine. What are you? I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were like the king of Hillsboro. You got to like always have your hair perfect.
Yes. I'm not going out without my hair fucking...
What are you?
What am I? I'm a human.
Yeah, but like then you'll wear, like this is not better than messy hair, this thing that
you're
doing.
What are you talking about? Black sweatpants, a red, you know, workout top, my sneakers, and my hat. What are you, will you quit picking out of your face? What are you doing? And then you're dropping it on the floor?
I did nothing.
You did. Don't try to get away with your disgustingness. I'm not. I'm putting an end to it
it's
right now.
It's never been this petty before, Sandy. You better get in here. She's staring apart his colors, and he's talking about something she found on her lip.
Well, I know what you found on your lip last night.
Stop. I knew. I was like, oh, I wonder how long before he brings this up.
What?
You're the only man in the world that brags about having sex with his wife.
I'm the only one.
I did it. I convinced her. Didn't have to knock her out this time.
All right. I was, hold on.
You cut me off so you could chew your gum a little longer?
All right. So I was in a...
I'm going to smash her in the face. I swear to God.
I was in a...
How did I like you at all last night?
Park City, Utah. I did a private event last week.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. I forgot it. Is it that time already? It's behind the scenes. Rich Voss telling us some showbiz stories. This time coming straight to us from Utah.
Park City,
Utah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. mountains, a lot of skiers. It is a ski resort.
Do you think so? I wonder what gave it away. The skiers?
Yeah. And the slopes and the...
I see skiers walking around outside our house all the time. I have no idea why. It's not a ski resort.
There's a...
let's pick up the pace. Come
there's
on.
A... what do you call those things that take you up? The
chairlift, T-bar?
Yeah.
Toe rope? I don't know.
What there's a... it ends with dola.
Gondola?
Yeah. Gondola.
Gondola.
Gondola. It's a gondola? Gondola. I haven't skied in years, so I forgot the name. A gondola. Really? There's one that goes right over in town, right over a street. Like you could drive and the gondola goes right over. Gondola. Gondola? What do you think it's called? What do you think it's called?
I can't stop.
You used to ski. What was it? What is it?
Gondola.
Gondola?
Maybe I'm wrong. Gondola. Gondola.
See, you don't know either.
It ends in dola. That's... I was on something. It ends in us. Anyone? A bus? Yes, I was on a bus. I had to take a... it ends in burr? Uber? Yes, yes, that was it. I took an Uber. So I was going into the city the other day. I took the rain. The rain ends in rain. Anyone? The train?
Keep going.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, let's do 10 of them.
I my new car is a MW. What is it? Oh, it ends in MW. BMW? Yeah, yeah, that's it. I'm not doing more. I was walking on my eggs. Anyone know what that is? It ends in eggs. It's your legs? Yes.
I have another cup of offie. So I'm in Park City. Fuck.
Ta ends in ta. Utah. Okay, that's enough for that bit. They finished a bit! They did it, Sandy! They finished a bit! It's the first time!
I'll talk about the show in a second.
Oh, God, I don't know if I can wait.
But I went to a 12-step meeting.
Oh, God, okay. At least we get something exciting.
I was late.
Hey, anybody around here a friend of Bill's?
I was late.
I gotta go to a meeting.
But I wanted to go. I haven't even got to raise my hand hardly.
Ends in A, anyone?
and celebrate 30 years and raise my hand, you know.
Oh.
So
that's what
meeting.
They call it? The raise your hand moment?
Well, it's
did you get to raise your hand? I did. I raised my
hand. Well, but I did share in the meeting.
Okay,
and I was getting,
okay, so they're all sitting there.
It was a small meeting, but it was cool.
How
it was upstairs.
People? Give us some.
It was about 12.
12 people sitting there. You walk in. Anyone recognize you? Know who you are?
I don't know.
You sit down, just like everyone else.
Yeah, a little late.
You're all the
there
same.
Was a girl outside on the phone. I asked her where to park, and she said you could park there. I go, well, that's illegal. She said, well... I've never got a ticket there, so I did. I took a chance, and the whole time I was up there, I'm going, I'm getting a ticket in my head, you know.
Couldn't enjoy
it. I drove.
Couldn't enjoy your eating. Meeting.
I drove from, it was like a 10-minute drive from where I was staying to downtown Park City. I was outside of Park. I was in Park City, but not in the center.
Okay, these details are not necessary for the story. You're in there. Someone runs the meeting.
Yeah, it was going good.
So the guy is like, blah, blah, blah. Then I sucked some cock.
No.
And then I got clean.
God, you know, you bring it to such a disgusting level.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. I shit on the floor.
Ew.
Then I got clean.
Anyhow, it was my turn to talk.
So he just talks by himself for a while?
No, it's a bunch of people. They took
turns. So people get up?
No, they just sit down, raise their hands, take turns.
Oh.
This wasn't a speaker meeting. It was just
did you raise your hand right away? And then every time you raised your hand, but they kept picking somebody else? You're like,
no.
Oh, God damn it.
No, you just...
30 years!
No. But I was talking, but I was...
Okay, so you raised your hand.
Yeah,
yes,
I was
talking. In the red and the black.
Wearing red and black.
Yes, Mr. Matchy Matchy. Go ahead.
And I was getting laughs. I can't help it. I was killing.
Killing?
Yeah, I was doing not material. I was just, once you get a laugh, you can't stop. But no, I was talking about what I wanted to talk about.
What'd you want to talk about?
Just whatever I talked about.
Oh, you're not allowed to even say what you talked about?
No,
If you wanted to repeat what you talked about, that would be okay, wouldn't it? No, nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can tell you what
I talked about. I just don't remember, you know.
All you remember are the laughs.
No, I don't.
All I remember.
But then there was a guy
bringing joy.
There was a guy after me.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was older. I don't know how much time he had because he didn't say. I didn't say either.
Why didn't you say 30?
Because I thought maybe they did it at the end of the meeting. Some meetings go, who's celebrating at the end?
And they didn't do it.
They didn't do it. But I'm not going to go in the middle, you know.
By the way, can we do that celebrating thing? Because I got 30 today. I think you should start with that. You'd be like, got 30 today.
No.
30 minutes. Woo-hoo!
Okay, Wendy. So.
Who's Wendy? Oh, Wendy Leavin. Remember that Wendy Leavin joke we wrote last night? I quit smoking hams.
But I thought you said she did one already. Like
no, her
that.
Joke is I quit smoking crack.
Yeah. Hams are better.
Hams is kind of funny. Okay, go ahead.
Let's tell Wendy we're rewriting for her.
Wendy.
Wendy, who follows me on Twitter and I follow her.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Everybody on... Oh, I'll get back to this.
Oh, everybody loves you? What is this?
No.
Oh, how great you are? What segment? I can't remember. How amazing?
So...
The great things you know?
So... Then this guy stares after me, and he's telling people, like, how the share almost... He's, like, so fucking arrogant. He's wearing a snowsuit, you know, like, sitting there in a snowsuit and... Like he's a snowbird.
Like
he's
old.
He's like 68, 70 years old.
I know, but it's like an expensive.
It's all red.
Or it sounds like a homeless guy to me.
No, it's, you know, fancy snowsuit.
Oh,
like,
he was more.
I'm surprised he's not standing
you.
There with his fucking skis. You know, I'm surprised he didn't have skis next. But he's so arrogant.
What was he saying?
You know, hey, you know, you. I don't know. He said something about trying to get laughs when you talk. And I'm going, is this guy fucking targeting me or something?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. No. I can tell you without even being there. Why would he bring it up? You just went, you got laughs. Then he goes on, he goes, I mean, you just get up and you tell your story. You don't try to get some laughs.
But see, the thing is, these
guys... That's a pointed comment to you.
These fucking people, here's what you do. You talk, you do whatever you want. And the thing is, it's so depressing and gloomy in some of them. Yes. People do need to laugh. They do need to.
Also, I would say to him.
And he probably had like fucking. Right. Go
you
ahead. Go,
you, no.
Go ahead. What would
on,
you say?
You're
there?
On a tear. Go ahead.
No, but he started off. Hey, I got a few 24s. You know, like he's. You know, and I bet he
What's
had
a few 24s? Like beers.
You're fucking stupid. How many hours in a day?
24.
Okay, what would be a few? He has a few 24, like he has some time in the program.
Okay, first of all, you need to step back.
Okay. How the fuck would you
I've
not know that?
I've never been at a fucking meeting. I don't know. A few 24s, my first thing that went into my brain was like beer.
Yeah, maybe you should go to a meeting if that's how you think.
24 beers, they come in 24s.
No, they come in six packs.
I don't know, but I thought beers.
Well.
And then I thought ounces in a bottle of vodka. And then I thought...
Grams of Coke.
Grams of Coke. Okay, so, yeah, maybe. 24 needles from the needle exchange. Okay, I don't know what 24... And also, 24 doesn't immediately make you think, like, 24 hours in a day.
Okay, if somebody came to you and go, hey... You know, I think about you 24/7.
That's 24/7 is not the phrase that you used. And anyone who hears 24/7 knows that means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, so everybody knows that a few 24s.
No, nobody's ever heard the term a few 24s.
Oh, I guarantee. If you're on Twitter and you're listening.
Oh, here we go with the begging our 17 people to fucking tweet
I'm
us
not,
again.
No, you ask Sandy if she knows what a few 24s are.
No.
Ask anybody.
No, I don't have anything to do with that. That comes and goes. No one's ever heard it! Sandy, have you ever heard a few 24s? No, you think beers, right?
No.
Right. So these guys are the worst.
This guy started off, you know, well, I got a few 24s. Like, don't.
But I don't even understand what that means in the context of the story that you're telling.
He's trying to say, hey, I've been around.
Okay, so he's like saying, like, I've been here a minute.
Mr. fucking no, like he's Mr. AA. And, you know, don't. And
why didn't you say then I have 30?
I'm like, because you don't cross talk. You don't go back and forth. I
would have. I would have stood up. I would have said, you know what? I'm not raising a hand. Unless it's to punch you in the fucking face, bro.
And then after the meeting, I was talking.
You ever fight in that ski suit? Ooh!
Why'd you do that?
I don't know. That's like, it was me, like, getting ready. As you.
Anyhow, so what I'm trying to say is,
what are you? What is the moral of our story here?
You know, the thing is, when I first went to meetings,
this isn't very showbiz.
When I first went to meetings,
this is a fellowship story.
Well, I'll move over to
show business.
Is that
what they call it? The fellowship?
Yeah. You know, take
that's
away.
That's kind of sexist. Fellow.
You know, you should go to meetings and hear, take what you want, leave the rest behind.
I love it.
Take what you want.
Take what you want. That's what my mother always said at a buffet.
Take what you want, leave the rest behind.
Yes.
I was at a meeting last night.
But what was the point of you
sharing,
take what you want and leave the rest behind?
Because this guy's speaking like he's Mr. AA, but if you're new.
He's living rent-free in your head, buddy. Let him go.
I did. I and then after the fucking meeting, I talked to him like a nice guy. Like, I should have said, were you talking to me? I should have said. Like, I never fucking confront people that, like I should.
Then
I
never do. It's always the wrong people. Like, people that can later help you in life, those are the people you'll confront. I don't care. I don't need them. But this guy, who gives a shit? Walk up to him and be like, hey, buddy, I've got 30 years. I'm a funny person. I can't shut it off. Fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, I also have a hard time turning it on, like when we're doing a podcast. But otherwise, if I'm at a meeting where it's inappropriate, I am good to go.
What I'm saying is, if you're new, you'd say whatever the fuck you want. Whatever's in your head.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't listen. No one runs. Nobody's Mr. fucking 12-step. Go fuck yourself.
Like he's hitting bottom again if he's just wearing his ski suit out around town. Sounds like somebody's back on the sauce.
Really? In Park City? Maybe he was going skiing after the fucking meeting.
Still, you change in your car then, okay? You don't wear it into the meeting.
I was at a meeting last night.
Okay. This is meeting time.
No, I'll move on, but I swear to God, the first lady that spoke, it was a speaker's meeting last night.
Are you allowed to be doing this?
Yeah, I didn't say what kind of meeting.
Oh.
I was at a meeting last night, the first one who spoke, I swear to God, looked exactly like your mom. And I thought it was your mom up there. It felt so, it was like I wanted to go, Heather. She talked so softly. And
I killed a cow that didn't need to be killed because of the alcohol.
I
was drinking rum.
Okay.
Rum-soaked raisins for my arthritis.
So now I go to do the show.
Yeah.
That night.
This is right after.
No.
You went back to the hotel. Okay.
I got to Park City on Wednesday. My show was on Thursday.
Okay.
And I would leave Friday. It was a long time. It didn't seem long because I got there Wednesday night. But now I'm wide awake because I slept on the plane. And then Thursday, I had all day.
Did it ever cross your mind to go skiing?
I didn't have clothes. I would have went skiing if I had, gloves and a coat.
You should have beat up that guy and stole a ski suit.
You know what? I wouldn't have went skiing. First of all, I would go skiing.
I like that you were like, I wouldn't have beat up a guy.
I wouldn't go skiing because you know what? I'm not going to get hurt skiing, so I can't play golf. I'd go skiing if I went with somebody that I could enjoy it with. Like,
and I'm that person?
Yes. Because then we could go down the slopes together.
Standards are very low. Okay, come on. Let's get to it. What's the
and then I did this. I want you to do
the. We don't care.
I went to do the show.
She's singing my song!
I went to do the show. Why is your hair so frizzy? I went.
Stop it, because I was in the middle of doing it when we had to do the podcast.
Like some ladies, you look at them and their hair is pretty. They wake up, they don't have to do it. They just brush it.
Okay, well.
I bet you they just brush their hair and it's long.
I'm sure they have that.
That, you know, but like when you wake up in the morning.
Because I have semi curly hair. It's a tough road. A lot of people don't realize.
I'm not saying it's in a bad way, but you look like a broom. Like, why?
Can you please?
Who's calling you? Who's texting you?
Just fucking people.
Who? Who's that?
Really? Why? Like,
who is it? Oh, crazy man? Perverted man? No, it isn't. The top one?
Yes.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
I guarantee it's not. Turn. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Who is that? I don't know that person.
I'll tell you about her later. She's just another one of those.
What?
Hangers honors.
Then I went to do.
But I like her because she was like, "You're Bonnie McFarlane once."
I get that all the time. What's the big deal?
Oh, people say you're Bonnie McFarlane.
Yes. So
come on, hurry up.
Oh, I went to do the show. Italian restaurant. It was,
at an Italian restaurant.
It was a private party. I thought it was for lawyers, but it wasn't.
Wasn't.
Lawyers hired me. It was for all these franchise owners that own 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 different, you know.
What's the business? Any franchise?
Yeah, Planet Fitness, restaurants, Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, these people were fucking loaded.
Their portfolios
loaded.
Are full.
Fucking loaded.
Okay, so, yeah.
In three separate rooms.
Oh my God, you were like the poor jester to come in and.
And then I came. They
tapped in.
Brought him into one room, and I fucking. It was great.
I destroyed.
Well, when I went there, because early in the contract they said keep it clean. Then the guy that hired me said, "Look, we don't hire you to like you're doing a third grade party." He goes, "Do what you fucking do." They saw me in Philly. They're from Philly. Mm. They saw me at Helium, and he said, "Do what you do," and. You know, because I already had a set written out, the clean one for, you know, I do corporates. I can keep it clean. But, and, you know, but then they said, do what you want. And it turned out great. And I took a piece of salmon and a piece of chicken parm to go.
Okay. Maybe I don't get show business, but was this worthwhile telling?
No.
I don't know. The setup was so long.
I know.
To get to, I killed, I got salmon, I got chicken.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun.
I didn't tell off a guy wearing a ski suit.
Well, I've been put in two bad situations last week at private events, and both in... Both
we didn't,
in Italian
we only heard one
yes,
of them.
Yes, I did
let's
Saturday.
Let's get it over with.
I did one Saturday.
Buckle in, folks. We got one more showbiz story from Richard Voss.
I did one Saturday in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking big developer, land developer, and another Italian restaurant. And the mic's all the way at the end of the room. Sound is horrible. Fucking in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for the situation I was in,
mm-hmm.
in my for what I was up against,
yeah.
in just me going up,
yeah.
on the, in my head it would be a 9 out of 10.
Uh-huh.
Audience response would be a 5 out of 10.
Uh-huh.
Do you see what I'm saying? But then the next day, the daughter wrote me saying my parents loved that's who it was for her. They go, everybody was talking about you when you left. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
sure.
Good. No. But these were all big wigs.
Oh, you and your.
I'm just saying.
That should be your next title of your next CD, Rich
what?
Voss, Big Wig. And then you have a big wig on in the picture.
I know what my next
We show. Must be done.
No, wait, no.
I honestly start to feel bad for the people listening.
Can
I really
to my
do.
Point? Can I make my point?
Yeah, I wish you would because.
How do you get so many stains on a shirt when you're not even eating?
I ate an egg and it dripped on me.
Yeah, you ate an egg. So, what I'm saying is, you know, even though we're big time entertainers,
are we? You're doing fucking Italian restaurants,
private events.
Okay.
Private events.
All right.
They're private parties. I can't help it where they have the party.
Okay.
I can't help it. You know, they pay my fee.
Okay, come on. Just can you
just saying everything,
get to the point? I got to do stuff.
I'm saying it's tough for
I
comics.
I can't just
it's
sit
everything.
Around feeling guilty for the people listening all day. Okay.
I text Colin before the private event. I go, remember that De Niro story you told me about your private event?
Uh-huh.
This
okay.
one's going to be fucking worse.
Uh-huh. And
then
what did he text back?
Ha. He
texting.
Back.
This is the texting portion of the show.
And then
with
I told
Rich
him
Fox.
If he sees my soul walking around New York to get it, because I sold my soul. That's what I said.
Oh, hilarious! Wonderful.
But then the next day he texts me, goes, "How did it go?" And I
he did
up.
With a question mark.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I text him back.
What? Please, God damn it, tell us. I'm sorry. It's like a lot of people.
All right.
Me. Anyhow, what did you text him back?
Well, I showed him what the girl wrote me. I copied and pasted it.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
You can copy and paste texts and send them to another person. You
oh,
know
that's
that.
Wonderful.
And you know what I did today?
I am literally, I can't
I'll
pretend
tell you what I did
anymore.
Today.
Like, my whole body is starting to, like, shake. Like, I can't.
Oh, I listened to your Marc Maron. It was very good.
Oh, thank you.
I listened to it.
Thank you, Richard. Oh, my God.
I'm not a big guy.
I called you a legend. I did what I was told.
I didn't tell you to do that.
You said every podcast that you go on, you refer to me as a legend, and I have done it.
I've never fucking said that once.
Every time.
I have never said that once, okay?
He asked me if I had, what's it called again?
He didn't ask you that in the thing. I listened
to
him. No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He never said that. So
then he edited it out.
He didn't edit it. He must have said it after you guys were done when you were walking out.
No, when I was talking, he said, do you have whatever? I was like saying you're a big act. I go, you're the best. You were the best one on the show.
And I remember you said that. He goes, yeah, after Obama. You go, yeah, even better.
Yeah.
And he never said, do you have Stockholm syndrome?
Yeah, he did. He goes, do you have Stockholm syndrome? And I was like, yeah.
And then
I blinked with my eyes in Morse code. Help me! But he doesn't know Morse code.
Oh, maybe he just thought you were Norton.
Oh God!
Blinking.
But you know what's weird?
And I can't wait to use that against him on the radio. What are you doing, Morse code with your eyes?
He does have like a weird twitch, but his manager,
yeah,
also has it.
No, is he in town too?
No, but I saw him when I was in L.A. He's such a nice guy. He's a great guy.
When you see him
But
in
I
LA.
Was like, it's almost like they're mirror images of each other.
That's how they talk to each other. They're like
so
aliens.
Weird.
They're blinking aliens.
It's not blinking. It's winking. It's only one eye that doesn't.
No. Yes. Norton, both eyes wink or blink or whatever fuck it does. That spastic eye cocksucker.
The only thing that could help him is if he drooled. Because then you'd just sort of feel a little... Sorry for him. This way he's just like...
you think he's a yield sign when you see him? When you walk up, the blinking, you slow down when you're walking towards him. Get it, yield sign?
Oh, I'm sure people slow down when they're walking towards him.
What was I saying?
I should be nice. He's my boss right now.
I'm going to shave some.
I'm writing on his show.
I'm going to shave some of his beard.
It's a great show.
It's not even gone. It's not even started. So.
Wow, the writing so far is fantastic.
If you're on it, I know it is. I know it
is. Good writers on it.
I know there are.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
No, we got
oh, God.
Time.
We got
9 minutes. At least.
No.
All right. We'll do so. You can't stop
okay,
it.
Okay. First of all, you can't go through and list every single thing that you did since the last podcast in great detail and then be like, all right, we got 9 minutes left. I mean,
you say I don't do details, and finally, when I do it,
we say wrong details. You do the wrong details.
How would you redundant?
Because you're not setting up a scenario, or you're not giving us a feeling of what's going on. You're just like, and it was approximately 2 miles from the center of town, and there was no parking except an illegal space. Like, nobody gives a shit about that.
Yeah, that's details.
No, it's like I drove up. It was a little gloomy. Wasn't sure it was the right place. Girl was outside on her phone. I went in.
Fucking,
you know, that's
beautiful.
Better.
Park City's beautiful.
Well,
beautiful.
See if you can describe it like you were writing in a novel.
It's Donald Trump country. There's no one that you would have to kick out. There's no one. You don't have to lock your doors.
There's black people in Utah.
I didn't say anything about black people. And there's really not that. I didn't see. Oh, I don't think I saw any.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's what I said. Just now. I mean, there's no Jews there either. You know, it's fucking...
Not anymore.
No.
All right.
What
thanks,
do you got
everybody.
To talk about?
I
got
to go. I can't do
you
it.
You don't know. You didn't talk about anything.
I never do.
Well, talk.
I called my sister yesterday. I did an interview for... CBC Radio, which is Canada Radio.
I thought you said CBS.
I did think it was CBS, and then I got it wrong. It's CBC.
You went all the way to Newark to do Canadian radio?
But it was, yeah, it's a national radio.
You're so dumb. She goes, I'm doing CBS radio. You don't even know.
I don't know what I'm doing. Okay. Yes, correct. And I went to the wrong place.
Okay. Will you just say, admit that you're stupid?
I'm stupid. No, I fully admit it.
Holy fuck.
I know you're stupider.
I'm not stupider. You're dumber.
You are.
You're dumber. I'm telling you, I don't know how you've gotten by this long. Hey, I'm doing taxes. Take off for hotels and parking. Wait, you don't think I take off for that?
That's not my voice. I don't know who you think you're married to. But I don't talk like that.
Whatever.
Take off for hotels.
Then she gets up this morning and she's talking to... This is the craziziness.
No.
Wait, no, hold on. I start and then you can go back. She's talking to me. Talking to me and I talk... She goes, don't wake me.
You made me stay up really late last night.
I didn't make you. I said, let's watch another one. It's, you know, and we got to bed at 1:30.
Yeah, I didn't get to sleep until probably after 2. Then I had to get up.
I said I was going to get up. How come you got up?
You said last night, right before we went to sleep, you're going to set your alarm?
No, I said, are you getting up?
And why didn't your alarm go off if you thought you were getting up?
Because I thought you had an interview. Bullshit. I thought you had an interview this morning. That's why you said, I got to get up and we'll do the podcast at 8. Why did you say you had to get up? Remember yesterday, you go, I got to get up. We'll do the podcast at 8 a.m.
I don't know.
So that's why I go.
Oh, no, I had to write the thing this morning.
Yeah, so you got up.
Okay, so fine. I will not complain about that. I got up. I had to write the shit for Jim's show. Then I got Raina off on the bus. And then I went back to bed. Okay, while you're snoring your fucking ass off.
But she's talking to me.
Okay, no. Then your alarm went off at whatever time.
No, that wasn't my alarm. It was someone text me.
Okay, so I opened my eyes.
And you started talking.
No, I didn't.
You said, do not wake me.
I said, don't wake me up. That's all I said.
That means you're up. If you're talking, that means you're up.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Then you're like, I go, do not wake me up. You go, hey, the orange juice has weird stuff on it.
No, I said,
I don't know if we should. It's like, oh, really?
Is that my voice? No, the top of it was too... Go look at the orange juice.
I drank it.
I hope you get sick. To go look at it. I was trying to warn you.
I drank it.
I was trying to warn you. Don't give it to my daughter.
Yeah, but why would you... When I said, don't wake me up, would you start talking... If somebody says don't.
Are you crazy?
No, don't. It means I don't want to have I don't want to fully wake up and have a conversation. Fully wake up, I won't be able to go back to sleep. I need my sleep because I have to stay up fucking late tonight.
Okay, let me
just stop.
If you would have left a note, don't wake
You're
me.
Like, it's crazy. You don't understand. Like, people like drift off to sleep. At night, you do the same thing. I'll be drifting off and you'll be like, blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, I'm trying to go to sleep. You're awake. I know, I'm trying to go to sleep. I can't go to sleep.
You're on your phone.
Blah, blah, blah. That's how I drift down. You fell asleep with your glasses on, your gum in your mouth, your phone.
No, I didn't have gum.
Really? I find that impossible to believe.
Don't you point at me.
Impossible.
I just told you not to point at me. I'll break your finger. You can't.
Okay. Well, Don't.
So you get mad when you're wrong.
I'm not wrong. It's frustrating because you're like, but you're up.
Yeah.
It's like, no, but you're waking me fully up. I don't want to fully wake up. I want to be, I'm just like this much awake, so I just want to go right back to sleep.
Oh, so it's like you're almost sleep talking.
Yes. I'm going to get this one thing out so that you don't start talking to me because I knew you saw my eyes open. Please don't wake me up. Blah, 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 orange juice, blah, blah, blah. I said, don't fucking wake me up!
You were up. If you're talking, you're up.
No, I'm not. But it doesn't matter.
You're not fully up.
It doesn't matter how your brain perceives it. If somebody says, don't fucking talk to me, guess what?
You didn't say don't talk to me.
Oh, I said, don't wake me up.
But you were up. That could mean when I go back to bed, don't wake me up. You are up at the moment. Anybody listening to this would agree with me.
No, they won't. No, they won't.
You're arguing. Don't get so
no,
mad.
No, they won't.
Have
no, they
normal
won't.
Discussion.
Because you're always waking me up. You're always waking me up with your snoring.
Always waking
and you're up. Fucking every time I look over at you in the night, you're either snoring or you're fucking on your phone. Click, 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 click. You don't know how to turn your fucking phone off.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
You're fucking...
Every night I gotta be like, can you please turn your phone off? I'm trying to go to sleep.
That's why.
All right, because you know your life is such that you can just take a nap whenever you fucking feel like it. What does it matter to you?
Oh, here we go. My life.
I have a much more,
regiment.
Yes.
More regiment.
That's not how you say it.
How do you say it?
Regimented.
That's what I said.
Regiment. You kept saying regiment.
Oh, okay. So your life is more
scheduled.
Scheduled. Mine's more willy nilly. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you could do whatever you want.
I can't.
You do whatever you want.
Oh no, I would like to do whatever I want.
Oh, you do.
Everybody does.
Oh, you do.
Oh, like how?
Like this fucking podcast. You want to do it? We gotta do the podcast. You have no idea. I'll be sitting there feeling good about myself, happy, doing reading, look on my computer. We gotta do the podcast. It just a sinking feeling. Just oh shit, that motherfucking thing. But I do it. I do it for you. Just like I do every fucking other thing around here.
Wait, you do this for me?
Or for Raina or for someone else. Guess who gets left out? This one right here. This guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want me to talk about the things I do?
No, I don't. Because I don't want to hear about you fucking vacuuming the couch 2 weeks ago or how you cleaned your bathroom once. Okay?
Huh?
Thanks. But no thanks. If you spend as much time
how about
fucking helping out around here as you do matching your clothing, we'd be good to go.
Oh, really? I don't want
to
get
into things would be a little more
argue.
Even.
Oh, but I don't want to get into this argument.
Goodbye.
No, wait. You didn't do any plugs. You didn't plug your book. I can't believe you didn't talk about your book. Yet today.
You told me to shut the fuck up about my book.
No, I didn't.
I shut the fuck up about my book.
No, you didn't.
Book.
You've never shut the fuck up about your book.
But you might have overheard me telling Raina something. Bob Odenkirk retweeted about my book. What?
Bonnie reads to Raina every night.
No, okay. I thought you were going to say I'll read my book to her, which is ridiculous.
That's what you were reading last night.
No, I don't. You're so
and
dumb.
Then I killed the chicken.
Stop it. Don't fucking buy the book. I don't care anymore.
We saw the book at Barnes & Noble yesterday.
Oh, my God. And then Rich had to go to the guy and be like, she should find them. She wrote the book. And the guy's like, okay. Well.
Yeah, no. I brought the author to one of the salesmen. I go, this is the author. See the book. And there was only three left. So they must have sold fucking tons of them. There was only three left.
I dare you, you could just do that with any book, though. The guy didn't ask to see any ID or anything. You just go over and like take some big, huge book and be like, I wrote this. So you want me to sign it? Okay.
So we saw her book at Barnes & Noble. And it was my idea to go there. I took Raina there. So, Bonnie, this is last night. Oh, this will probably go up Thursday. So this week I'm at Magoobies Thursday through Saturday in Baltimore or outside of Baltimore. I always say Baltimore. It's not in Baltimore.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Again, these
where
are
the
not,
fuck is it? I don't know exactly.
They'll Google it.
Magoobies.
Magoobies.
Thursday.
Google it in the through, Baltimore area.
Then next week I'm going out west to do a private 12-step convention.
Well, you don't have to plug a private 12-step convention, okay?
But I'm going out to the San Fran area.
You don't have to plug it.
And then I got other stuff. Go to richfoss.com.
I got some at the Stanhope House coming up.
I love that place. When are you there?
I don't know.
I'll go with you if I'm around. Have dinner.
All right. I'm sorry, everybody. I apologize. I can't feel guilty anymore. You're doing this yourself. You're clicking on it. Okay? I can no longer be held responsible
hold on.
For the horribleness that is this podcast. Tonight I have that Bennington thing.
Yeah, tonight, but this is not going to go up till Thursday, so people will go.
Stanhope House, April 20th. Do it. Boom.
You're at the stand a lot.
I'm at the stand this weekend, Friday, Saturday.
Doing it up in New York City.
Boom. Bada bing, bada boom.
Did right, you read? Wait, hold on. Did you read the article in Vanity Fair about the Comedy Cellar?
Yeah, it was terrific. It was great. I got to go.
All right.
Thank you, everyone.
We'll see you guys later. That was, we're still on, Bonnie. Hold on.
Can you call it,
Magoobies.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.